This is Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper, and this is edition number 2050, recorded on Thursday, the 28th of February, 2019. I am Sarah Lomax, and I am joined on this part by
Rupert Hipwell.
We have our usual mix of items with news from the Norwich Evening News, letters to the paper, and a feature in which we learn how we can help frog and toad numbers in Norfolk. This week we welcome new listeners, Mrs. Josephine Gregory and Mrs. Jean Gee. Hello, we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox.
We start with several news items to do with getting about in Norfolk, including a proposed east-west direct rail link and road closures.
A direct rail link between Norwich, Ipswich and Oxford would provide a £17.5 billion boost to the East Anglian economy and create tens of thousands of jobs, according to a new report. East-West Rail Consortium, a grouping of local authorities and local enterprise partnerships, which includes councils across Suffolk, Norfolk and Cambridgeshire, and the New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership, wants to see enhanced services between Ipswich and Cambridge, as well as Norwich and Cambridge, with faster journey times and more services. Their new report makes the case, saying the link would boost economic output and create 120,000 jobs across East Anglia, connecting high-value economies in key growth locations in Norfolk and Suffolk with those in places such as Cambridge, Milton Keynes, Aylesbury and Oxford. The report argues a direct rail link would connect key industries, including the burgeoning research and development sector based at locations like Ad Astral Park, Norwich Research Park and the Norwich-Cambridge Tech Corridor. Mark Shaw, chairman of the East-West Rail Consortium, said the report made an incredibly powerful case for investment. East-West Rail will transform the economy and boost sustainable travel options across a large swathe of the country, he said. Alexander Nicol, Suffolk County Councillor and Chair of the East-West Rail Eastern Section Group, said, "This new rail link presents a significant opportunity for our counties to be more accessible to investors and to grow our economies."
Long queues of traffic built up in Norwich city centre as rush hour drivers were diverted due to the start of a two-week road closure. The downhill section of Cattle Market Street towards Rose Lane shut for 2 weeks at the junction with Rouen Road. The closure is because of a £2.75 million Transport for Norwich scheme, making changes to improve traffic flow and pedestrian and cycle facilities on Rose Lane, which forms part of a wider project in the Prince of Wales Road area. Traffic had been flowing normally throughout the morning, but rush hour saw heavy congestion as drivers navigated the diversion. Traffic coming from Rose Lane onto the closed road was diverted via a right turn onto Rouen Road. Long queues built up on that road, although drivers were advised they can also travel along Thorn Lane and onto Burr Street. The work aims to provide a continuous cycle lane up Cattle Market Street. The bus lane on Rose Lane has been removed permanently as part of the final scheme. The existing two lanes of general traffic will be maintained. Vehicles joining Cattle Market Street from Rouen Road are not able to turn right, with traffic from Rose Lane directed to use the right-hand lane to avoid the work. CCTV is in place around the closure to keep an eye on rogue drivers. The road is due to reopen on Sunday, March the 17th.
A Norfolk MP has criticised Network Rail for affecting Greater Anglia's line as the train service's performance dropped to an all-time low. North Norfolk MP Norman Lamb obtained railway figures for 2018, showing that the Greater Anglia franchise suffered its worst year, with a 3.64% of trains being cancelled. Of those that did run, 87% arrived on time. Mr. Lamb said, "It's hugely disappointing to see record cancellations on the Greater Anglia franchise. Depressingly, this poor performance is not unexpected. The figures make clear that the delays are being caused disproportionately by infrastructure, which is managed by Network Rail. He has called on the Department for Transport and Network Rail to urgently address this underperformance, which causes such disruption to passengers. But Greater Anglia said performance is on the up. A spokesman said, "Performance is improving. On many of our Norfolk routes, punctuality was well over 90% in January, and that trend is continuing in February. However, we know that customers want punctuality across the network to be considerably better. We have regular performance summits with Network Rail to ensure that together we deal with delays more quickly, both in terms of fixing what has gone wrong and then getting the railway running back to normal quicker." Network Rail says it is investing £2.2 billion in the region in the next 5 years.